Support for Where You Eat on WWNO comes from Care Restaurant and Hotel Supply. More at CAIRESupply.com.
In New Orleans, a wine lover may bow down before Bordeaux or marvel at Malbec, but then comes summer, our summer, and all bets are off, especially for heavier red wines. It's time for wines that can cut through it all, wines that are refreshing and quenching. I'm usually talking about food here on Where You Eat, but let's face it, in New Orleans, where you eat and where you drink are usually the same place. And right now, wine feels more on topic than ever. The New Orleans Wine and Food Experience is back next week, a wine festival drawing winemakers and wine lovers to its events, from giant self-guided wine tastings to more intimate wine dinners. You can get info at nowfe.com. But more broadly, a city known to be a little extra thirsty has lately been giving more of its attention to wine. There are more small wine shops around town, and more wine bars, too. Wines on tap now sprout next to the draft beer, even at some neighborhood spots. It's a good time to think about the summer wines that will live in your ice bucket and your fridge door for the next few months. When you're trying to track one down, I think it helps to be able to describe it, and I've been collecting some tips from the pros and conducting my own research in the field on this matter. Here's a good starting point. Ask for wines with good acidity. That only sounds harsh. An acidic wine should taste lean, bright, crisp. Think of biting into a ripe summer tomato. Good acidity in wine has the same effect. Then there's rosé. Its color can be soothing on sight, but its beauty is more than skin deep. These wines are inherently refreshing and light, and they pair well with our summer food, from picnics to patios. Of course, red wines aren't off the table altogether, but on a hot day, they'll probably be better off with a cold dunk, just like you. Chill them down, and many can become ready for summer duty. And when the heat really gets you down, turn to the wines that rise above, the bubbly. After all, when you're looking down the barrel of another long New Orleans summer, sometimes it helps to have a tall glass to look up to. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.